today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about characteristics of a Muslim wife.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me.
Today, Monday, is the 16th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen to verse 21 of chapter Ar-Rum, and then we will find its point.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa min ayatihi an khalaqa lakum min anfusikum azwajan litaskunu ilayha wa ja'ala baynakum mawaddatan wa rahmah. إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون.
And of his signs is that he created for you from yourselves mates that you may find tranquility in them. And he placed between you affection and mercy. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who give thought.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Verily, the existence of spouses with a special quality which is the cause of tranquility of their lives is counted one of the great bounties of Allah, because these two genders are complementary of each other and each generally causes the mirth, fruitfulness and development of the other, so that every one of them is imperfect without the other. And it is natural that there should be such an honorable attraction between a being and its complement. From this statement, we can conclude that those who turn away from this Allah's way of treatment have an incomplete life, because one of their developing stages has stopped.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي.
In the previous episode of today's special, we open a new topic that was characteristics of a Muslim wife. We continue that. Marriage in Islam is encouraged for those who have reached the age of physical and psychological maturity. It should not be unnecessarily delayed if there is a suitable partner available and the means to establish a family. Divorced people, widows and widowers are also encouraged to remarry. Religious celibacy is strongly discouraged. Therefore, although marriage is not a compulsory duty for all people under all circumstances and due allowances made for those who do not have the capacity for marriage for one reason or other, the emphasis is nevertheless strongly in favor of marriage as the normal adult status. The Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "Shall I tell you the most precious thing a man can have? It is a righteous wife. When he looks at her, he is pleased. When he tells her to do something, she obeys. And when he is away, she is faithful and loyal to him."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny, dear and sisters around the world. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this show. This is Ali and inshallah I will be with you with the topic that we are going to pause and discuss, that is the characteristics of a Muslim lady, a Muslim woman. In this show, we try to mention some of the characteristics of that noble lady. Lady Fatima Salam al-Aliha was a model for all the humanity, men and women. The next characteristic and trait of this great lady of Islam is her affection with Al-Quran, her closeness to Al-Quran. Lady Fatima's special attention to the Holy Quran throughout her life teaches another lesson to the lovers of this divine book. Sometimes when Imam Ali alayhis salam came home from the mosque and he observed the verses that were revealed to the Prophet a few moments ago are flowing on Fatima's tongues, he was surprised to ask how these verses reached you. Fatima salam alayha is to say that your son Hassan recited them to me. I like three things in your world: recitation of the Holy Quran. And she said, and she continued, I like three things in your world. First, recitation of the Holy Quran. Second, looking at the Prophet's face. And third, almsgiving in the way of God.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your
This is today's special, and we'll learn more about most important characteristics to look for a Muslim wife, that is physical appearance. Yes, while chemistry and attraction are no doubt important, character precedes them both. A famous quote says, "Chemistry ignites the fire, but character keeps it burning." It is reasonable and important to marry someone who you are attracted to physically. However, this should not be the overriding factor. When you are attracted to someone's heart, you also become attracted to their exterior. We shouldn't be looking for someone who only looks good in photographs but doesn't have the other qualities we should be looking for in a potential Muslim spouse. There should be mutual attraction so that the partner should not try to seek it from others.
عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما
In this part, we look at common rights and responsibilities. One of them is women's obligations. Women have heavy responsibilities towards their husbands, some of which have been indicated in various hadith. All these responsibilities can be epitomized in our phrase, taking good care of one's husband. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has stated, "The jihad of a woman is taking good care of her husband." The phrase taking good care of one's husband in this hadith is a concise term. However, it has an extensive meaning and encompasses all virtues. Regarding a woman who takes good care of her husband, it can be said she accepts the supervision and administration of her husband and defends and supports it. She guards her husband's station in the family, and among the children, she consults with him in important issues.
Many people think there's conflict in marriage because there's a conflict between our personalities. That's not the case. Personalities never conflict. As different as they are, personalities are not that which is conflicting. It's the behavior and the attitude and the actions that can be conflicting. Our behaviors conflict with another, not our personalities. So we should not attribute marital conflict and dispute to different personalities. Your personality does not conflict with another one. It's your behavior that runs into conflict. It's your actions, your decisions, how you handle things. So we must keep that in mind. Now, why is there conflict in marriage? There are a number of reasons. Conflict is normal, by the way. It's a normal part of human life. Some level of conflict, some level of dispute is a normal feature of human life. The first reason why there is conflict in marriage is because of selfishness. Most people who are struggling in their marriages and their marriages are failing, you'll find one or two of the spouses is selfish. It goes back to selfishness. We human beings, by nature, we're selfish. We only are concerned about our needs, about our desires, our dreams, our perspective on life. And we expect to take more than we give. This is the root cause of marital conflict. A successful marriage is one in which there is no room for selfishness. When you make that commitment, remove selfishness out of your life. There's no room for selfishness. Many people are selfish in their marriages. They want to be served. It's always their way. They call the shots. They don't care about the needs and the challenges and the circumstances of their spouse. And this creates a number of problems.
That is an important topic to discuss. So inshallah, we follow and learn more about it. So we meet you soon. Have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? Told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were lying. guess I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.